The new virtual gateway is already being built. The recent influx of another $6 million in federal terrorism prevention funds will help state law enforcement agencies gain access to a portal through which they can search each other's databases. The director of the Office of Justice Assistance, David Steingruber, says the project is a response to mistakes made leading up to the 9/11 attacks.
There was a lot of information out there that if there had been access to it, someone might have been able to put it all together and it might have meant something. Now, certainly looking forward into the future, we want to make sure that the extent to which information is available, it's available to the right people.
Police and sheriff's departments are often stingy about sharing information with each other. Steingruber says the new gateway has taken that into account.
A lot of attention has been paid to ensuring that local agencies retain control of their data, so they really decide what's released and what isn't released, or made visible, as we say, to the gateway.
The gateway will likely be used largely to help solve conventional crimes like robbery, murder, and drug trafficking. But Steingruber says it's also designed to prevent terrorist attacks on key installations, such as the locks in the Mississippi River.
If someone in La Crosse is seen engaged in suspicious behavior involving the Mississippi River locks, it would be of value to know that somebody upstream has also seen that person there and reported it and documented it. That's the sort of connecting the dots that would cause people to not write it off as an isolated incident, but to look a little further to see what, you know, what might be involved here and what these individuals might be up to.
By next fall, Steingruber says there should be 180 state law enforcement agencies hooked up to the gateway. The next step will be linking to similar data sharing systems across state lines. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.